Thank everyone for joining us this morning. We want to welcome members and non-members alike, and we pray that this time would be a blessing and unifying time for all. This morning you are watching or listening to some sort of device, and we are thankful to God for the ability to do this, even as we wait eagerly for the time when we can be gathered together physically in this place again. We are the church, whether we are gathering at home or here. To start with, I do have two announcements. One announcement is Consistory will be meeting Tuesday at 7:30 here at the church. And also the Young People's will be meeting by the web Wednesday evening. So I don't know if they'll be using Zoom or however they'll be doing that, but they will be meeting by the web. So let us at this time start our service in song. The opening hymn is 429, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and we'll sing all the verses of 429. Let us also sing hymn number 119 in Your Word Sheds Light Upon My Path, and we will sing all the verses of that as well.
Thank you.
Before we open the scripture, let us go to him in prayer. Dear Lord, we pray that as we come together as your people and read a portion of your word, we pray for the Holy Spirit to work within our hearts. Open your word to us and give us understanding. Help us to see power through the The angels proclaim peace among those with whom he is pleased when Jesus was born. Now we also see a sign of peace through the king riding on a donkey. Speak to us, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is Palm Sunday. So in the light of that, I decided to read the prophecy from Zion, and then the fulfillment of that prophecy which Matthew and John quote, but Luke does not. Luke 19:28-44 gives a picture of the fulfillment as well, but goes a little further in prophesying about what will happen to Jerusalem and why. Christ has brought us true peace. He brought it then and now. This pandemic is a time of calling us back to the peace that passes all understanding. Zechariah 9:19-13. Rejoice greatly, O Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the bow of war will be broken. Then he will proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion will extend from sea to sea, and from the Euphrates to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant, I will release your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoner of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore to you double, for I will bend Judah as my bow and fit it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, O Zion, against the sons of Greece. I will make you like the sword of a mighty man. All right, now if you will turn in your Bible to Luke 19:28-44. This is the story of the triumphal entry. Jesus had said this. He went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent out two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent went out and found it just as Jesus had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked, "Why are you untying the colt?" "The Lord needs it," they answered. Then they led the colt to Jesus, threw their cloaks over it, and put Jesus on it. As he rode along, the people spread their cloaks on the road, and as he approached the descent from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully in a loud voice for all the miracles that they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." But some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he answered, "if they remain silent, the very stones will cry out." As Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If only you had known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will barricade you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will level you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God." These are good verses for us at this time as well. We do have peace through Christ. The reason I read 41 through 44 is because he is telling Jerusalem what they will encounter in the not too distant future and the reason why. Our prayer is that we would know on this day what will bring us peace. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear most graciously and heavenly Father, this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Dear Lord, this is a special day in which we can gather together once more as your body here in Pantego. We know it's not as we would like in that we aren't gathered in one place, but we are grateful for the technology that still allows us to meet together in this capacity. Help us to stay unified as your body, even in the declaration of the government to stay isolated. We long for the day when we can all physically meet in this place again, but we wait all the more for the day when we can meet with you in glory. Oh, what a day that will be. Dear Lord, we live in a trying time, a time like no other in most of our lives. There is so much uncertainty, and this uncertainty brings about anxiety and fear. You tell us to lay all of our burdens on you, and we pray that you would allow us to do so. The world is looking to the governments or other gods to bail them out. Whether you use the governments or not, we know you have the answers and the solutions if we only would turn our hearts to you. We deserve nothing but expect everything. We go through life wanting to do our own thing and expect you to be behind us to pick us up when we fall, or to fix and provide solutions for the predicaments we find ourselves in. Help us to see you as the great shepherd you are, and that you lead us instead of follow. You lead us in the way of righteousness. Give us the ability to follow. You have everything in control, and help us to trust in you. Help us to continually live for you and put what is truly important in the forefront of our hearts and minds. That is living for you. We were created to worship you, not ourselves. We were not created to worship other things, as David says in the Psalms. Their idols are silver and gold, made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak. They have eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear. They have noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel. They have feet but cannot walk. They cannot even clear their throats. Those who make them become like them, as do all who trust in them. You, our Lord, help us to trust only in you. Dear Lord, we are grateful that no one in our congregation has gotten the coronavirus, and we do thank you for the relatively good health we have. We do want to continue to raise up Bonnie Boyd as she continues to deal with her broken foot. We pray that she would get a good report from the doctors on Wednesday as she goes for a follow-up appointment. We are grateful that Mary is doing well. Her blood pressure is low, but the doctors say that it is good for now as they continue to adjust her medicine. Please grant her peace and patience as she has been dealing with isolation longer than most of us. Please also be with Louie as well as he cares for her. Dear Lord, we are thankful that Miss Helen is doing well and recovering from her recent hip replacement, and we pray that you would continue her healing. Please continue to be with Mr. Ellis as well, as he needs to be on oxygen more often than not. Strengthen them both and keep the virus away from that household, as they are at a very high risk of getting it. We pray that you would be with Lawrence as his knee replacement operation has been postponed. And we pray for patience as he waits for the doctors to call with another date. Please help him to deal with the pain. Continue to be with Ronnie as well as he is recovering from his hip replacement. Things are going well, and we are thankful. We are also thankful that Leisha Carolyn, Al's niece, was able to go home to Swan Quarter this week. The organs that were transplanted are working properly, and she no longer needs dialysis. We give God all the praise and glory for her recovery. We lift Wade Ubers up as he is having dialysis at home. Please continue to be with him as he struggles with his cancer and the after effects the chemotherapy is having on his body. Please continue to be with Trudy as well as she administers his care. Continue to be with Rick Wilkins as well as he continues his treatments, and be with him as he waits for a shoulder replacement in the coming months as well. We lift all those in our church who are elderly as the effects of aging increase. Bodies fail along with memories, and we know how frustrating that can be for the individual as well as the family and the care providers. Please especially be with them in this time of coronavirus as they are at a higher risk of this disease. We pray that you would be with Amber also in this time of isolation with the boys. Help her to find time to do all that is required of her. Give her strength and help her to feel your presence. Be also with Blake as he is now in the Air Force. Give him strength and stamina as he completes some of his training. Use him to bring you glory through his career. We rejoice with Roy and Kathleen in the marriage of Heather and Daniel, and we pray that you would be the cord that binds them together and that their household would be blessed by you. Please continue to be with Shelby and Blake as well, and we pray that their plans may not be affected by this pandemic. Please help them to see the need for you in their lives and in their relationship with each other. We pray that you would be with Mark and Carl and the family as well as Reverend Daniels as he's visiting. We pray that violence wouldn't flare up towards them or the other Americans in the ministry, as the people there think that the virus has come there through white people. Please do not allow the virus to go rampant through that country, as the health care is insufficient to handle a pandemic. Please be with their day guard, Jacobo, as he has lost his wife and mother and now has a responsibility of raising 5 small children. Please grant peace to them all, but also boldness in this time of fear. Allow your gospel to go forth and souls be saved through this event. Please be with Stacy and Eric as they are stuck in Hungary. We are thankful that they are all together, and we pray that they would be able to get back to the Ukraine and that their mission work would be able to continue there as well. Dear Lord, we also raise up for you not only our government officials, but all leaders throughout the world, as this disease is sweeping across the globe. You have placed these people in these positions at this appointed time. We know that it is to carry out your plans, and we pray that they would seek your guidance, and if they don't know you, that they would be brought to a faith through this trial that the world is facing. We know that glory will be yours even through this pandemic. Please let there be a revival throughout the world that all may see you and be brought into a closer relationship. Whether people are in Uganda, Hungary, China, Italy, France, or here, we know that you are with them. You are omnipresent, and we thank you. For Jesus' sake, amen. We again look at Psalms to see your interaction with your people. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name be the glory because of your loving devotion, because of your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in heaven. He does as he pleases. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord is mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord give you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, nor any who descend into silence. But it is we who will bless the Lord both now and forevermore. Alleluia. Amen. As a hymn of response, please let us sing number 100 from the Brown Book, God Will Make the Way.
Seems to be no way.
The parting blessing will be from Numbers 6, 24 and 26. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance toward you and give you His peace. As the Lord has blessed us in this day, it is also our prayer that what is said in Psalm 115, verse 18, would also be true. But it is we who will bless the Lord, both now and forevermore. Amen. Our closing hymn will be number 14 from the Brown, "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." And we encourage you all to find your rest in the Lord today and to go on the web and find a minister to preach the words so that you may find that rest as well. All right, we'll sing the closing hymn of 14, "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
Trust Him.